Part A, covered services. Blood. If the hospital gets blood from a blood bank at no charge, you won't have to pay for it or replace it. If the hospital has to buy blood for you, you must either pay for the hospital costs for the first 3 units of blood you get in a calendar year, or have the blood donated by you or someone else. Home health services. Medicare covers medically necessary part-time or intermittent skilled nursing care and or physical therapy, speech-language pathology services, and or services for people with a continuing need for occupational therapy. A doctor enrolled in Medicare or certain healthcare providers who work with the doctor must see you face-to-face before the doctor can certify that you need home health services. That doctor must order your care, and a Medicare-certified home health agency must provide it. Home health services may also include medical social services, part-time or intermittent home health aid services, and medical supplies for use at home. You must be homebound, which means leaving home is a major effort. You pay nothing for covered home health care services. You pay 20% of the Medicare-approved amount for durable medical equipment. See page 38. Page 29. Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. Part A, covered services. Continued. Hospice care. To qualify for hospice care, your doctor must certify that you're terminally ill and expected to live 6 months or less. If you're already getting hospice care, a hospice doctor or nurse practitioner will need to see you about 6 months after you enter hospice to certify that you're still terminally ill. Coverage includes drugs for pain relief and symptom management, medical, nursing, and social services, certain durable medical equipment, and other covered services, as well as services Medicare usually doesn't cover, like spiritual and grief counseling. A Medicare-approved hospice usually gives hospice care in your home or other facility where you live, like a nursing home. Hospice care doesn't pay for your stay in a facility, room and board, unless the hospice medical team determines that you need short-term inpatient stays for pain and symptom management that cannot be addressed at home. These stays must be in a Medicare-approved facility, like a hospice facility, hospital, or skilled nursing facility which contracts with the hospice. Medicare also covers inpatient respite care, which is care you get in a Medicare-approved facility so that your usual caregiver can rest. You can stay up to 5 days each time you get respite care. Medicare will pay for covered services for health problems that aren't related to your terminal illness. You can continue to get hospice care as long as the hospice medical director or hospice doctor certifies that you're terminally ill. You pay nothing for hospice care. You pay a copayment of up to $5 per prescription for outpatient prescription drugs for pain and symptom management. You pay 5% of the Medicare-approved amount for inpatient respite care. Page 30. Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. Part A, covered services. Continued. Hospital care, inpatient. Medicare covers semi-private rooms, meals, general nursing, and drugs as part of your inpatient treatment, and other hospital services and supplies. This includes care you get in acute care hospitals, critical access hospitals, inpatient rehabilitation facilities, long-term care hospitals, inpatient care as part of a qualifying clinical research study, and mental health care. This doesn't include private duty nursing, a television or phone in your room, if there is a separate charge for these items, or personal care items, like razors or slipper socks. It also doesn't include a private room, unless medically necessary. If you have Part B, it covers the doctor's services you get while you're in a hospital. You pay a deductible and no co-payment for days 1 to 60 each benefit period. You pay a co-payment for days 61 to 90 each benefit period. You pay a co-payment per lifetime reserve day after day 90 each benefit period, up to 60 days over your lifetime. You pay all costs for each day after the lifetime reserve days. Inpatient mental health care in a psychiatric hospital is limited to 190 days in a lifetime. Note: staying overnight in a hospital doesn't always mean you're an inpatient. You're considered an inpatient the day a doctor formally admits you to a hospital with a doctor's order. Always ask if you're an inpatient, since it affects what you pay and whether you'll qualify for Part A coverage in a skilled nursing facility. For more information, visit www.medicare.gov/publications to view the fact sheet, Are You in a Hospital Inpatient or Outpatient? If you have Medicare, ask. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227 to find out if a copy can be mailed to you. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. Page 31, Section 3. Find out if Medicare covers your test, service, or item. Part A, Covered Services, continued. Religious non-medical healthcare institution, inpatient care. Medicare will only cover the non-medical, non-religious healthcare items and services, like room and board, in this type of facility, if you qualify for hospital or skilled nursing facility care, but medical care isn't in agreement with your religious beliefs. Only non-medical items and services that don't require a doctor's order or prescription, like unmedicated wound dressings or use of a simple walker during your stay, are available. Medicare doesn't cover the religious portion of care. Skilled nursing facility care. Medicare covers semi-private rooms, meals, skilled nursing and rehabilitative services, and other medically necessary services and supplies after a 3-day minimum medically necessary inpatient hospital stay for a related illness or injury. An inpatient hospital stay begins the day you're formally admitted with a doctor's order and doesn't include the day you're discharged. To qualify for care in a skilled nursing facility, your doctor must certify that you need daily skilled care like intravenous injections or physical therapy. Medicare doesn't cover long-term care or custodial care. You pay nothing for the first 20 days each benefit period. You pay a co-insurance per day for days 21 to 100 each benefit period. You pay all costs for each day after day 100 in a benefit period. Note: visit www.medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE to find out what you pay for inpatient hospital stays and skilled nursing facility care in 2013.